Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Sports Radio 610, Triple Threat, live from the Devil's River Whiskey Broadcast Desk. Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord, three-time Super Bowl champ Ted Johnson joining you. Our opportunity now, this time each week, we get a chance to talk to the head coach of the University of Houston Cougars. It is brought to you by TDECU, TDECU, your credit union. The Cougs coming off a hard-fought 20-13 win over the Temple Owls in the first AAC game of the season. Major Applewhite, the head coach, joining us right now to talk about that and look ahead. Coach, how are we doing today?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Before we dig into the game, I think front of mind, I think for a lot of Coug fans, a lot of college football fans, given how great a player he is the status of Ed Oliver, who had to leave the game with an injury. What's his status right now, Coach, heading into the near future here?
We're going to find out more today. We've just kind of watched him throughout practice on Sunday. He didn't do anything on Sunday. And then Tuesday was away from the team. Tried to do some things yesterday, so we'll see where he's really at today and then have to make a decision with the next 48 hours before kickoff at 6 on Saturday.
And for those not aware, this is a guy that some people have called the best defensive football player in all of college football. Coach, there were reports that he was going to have to practice with a brace and maybe play with a brace. Can you confirm that? And if so, has he looked in the brace?
I stay away from all the medical stuff. I learned that early in my career with HIPAA and all that stuff. And Ed's got a brace. He had a brace from last year. I had the same injury, a very similar injury. He always, if you ask him, he's always going to want to play. We just got to be able to monitor him. The doctors need to look at him. They need to make the decisions. And we got to be prepared to go as a team with him or without him.
Hey, Coach, you got two. Looks like you got two good quarterbacks there with Kyle Allen and Kyle Postma. Kyle Postma did a good job the other day in the game, extending plays with his feet, running with the football. When you're evaluating these quarterbacks, deciding on who to kind of lean towards, how much of a factor does Kyle Postma's ability to evade pressure and run around and make plays factor into that decision?
It helps, but it does. It's not the key thing. The key thing is taking care of the football. And having your eyes in the right place. There's plenty of people that play the position that aren't extremely elusive or as elusive as Greg Ward is or was, but taking care of the football is the number one thing. And that's going to always be the case for any player on offense, ball security. Having your eyes in the right place to be able to make those plays. And then however you move the team down the field. We're all different at quarterback. I don't really care how we get down the field. If it's 8 passes, if it's 2 quarterback scrambles, if it's 12 runs, it doesn't matter to me who moves the offense, who has control of their huddle, who takes care of the football.
Major Applewhite joining us on Sports Radio 610. Along those lines, Coach, if the big thing for your quarterback is protecting the football, then you had to love what your defense did in Philadelphia against the Temple Owls with the turnovers. Give us your assessment of that defensive performance last Saturday.
They did a really good job in the first half, of stopping the run and making them throw the football, and had some takeaways there in the first half. And then the second half, that they kind of dented us in the run game. But we did play a good red zone defense and kept them away with field goals in the second half. So proud of them. Just got to continue to build on that effort, and I know we will.
So SMU this week, Coach, and this has been a rival that, has a game, I guess, that's produced some pretty impactful results, both good and bad, the last couple of years. And I know at 4-1, you're wary of them, and they've put up some points on the board through these first four games. What most concerns you about this team this week?
SMU is very well coached. They've got a lot of explosive athletes on the offensive side of the football. They've got three really good backs. four or five, you know, really good wide receivers, all guys that I think could play in, you know, what they call Power Five conferences. I think they could all play. Their quarterback does a great job of taking care of the ball and delivering the ball on time and anticipating throws. 300 on the air, 200 on the ground, 500 yards of offense a game. Very explosive, so we'll have our, you know, our work cut out for us on the defensive end, and then on offense, a lot of guys returning and they take the ball away. They do a great job of mixing up looks and giving you a lot of defense, and you got to have a lot of different answers. And you know, and like I mentioned, they take the football away and give their offense some short fields and extra at bats. So you know, we've got our work cut out. This is a team that has gotten better and better each and every year, and now Coach Morris in his third year has done a great job with his team. And you know, they're a really tough opponent.
Hey, Coach, we're five games into this season. It's probably, you know, things are revealing themselves to you about your team. You're learning some things about your team every single week. What would you say 5 weeks into the season is your team's identity? What would you say that is?
They're playing really hard, and I've seen them up by 38, and I've seen them down by 17 with 7 minutes in the fourth quarter. They play really hard. They really do. And I know I'm really, really tough on them. I'm probably their hardest critic. You know, sometimes they're probably looking at me like, dang, Coach, I mean, that was pretty good, wasn't it? You know, no, it's not, you know. And but there's times where, please don't tell them I said this, but they are playing really, really hard. They're giving great effort. And but I'm proud of them from that standpoint. I'm proud to be their coach.
Do you use last year's game in a situation like this, Coach? You know, you're, as Ted mentioned, you know, not just, you know, 4 or 5 weeks into the season, but 4 or 5 weeks into your head coaching career. So there's methods and tactics from a coaching standpoint, a motivational standpoint, that you're probably still doing a little bit of trial and error with. Is your coaching style going to be at all to harp on last year's game with SMU? That was a game where the Mustangs, it seemed like, kind of caught the team off guard, kind of, you know, ambushed you guys early in that game, and you guys were playing uphill for most of the evening. Is last year's game at all part of the motivation for this, or is this game just a game unto itself on the 2017 schedule?
Probably more of the latter. You know, just different coaches, different players, different set of circumstances. You know, this is just a different team, and they're a different team. I think they're a much better football team than they were last year this time of year. I think they've really, really improved. So I don't really rely on the whole revenge thing. You know, as an athlete, former athlete, excuse me, much former, but as a former athlete, that never really went anywhere for me. You know, it after the first series or two, it was, all right, so we lost to these guys last year. Big deal. I mean, here we are. There's 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. What are we doing? You know, so not really focusing on that too much. You know, just focus on each and every play, each and every detail of what we're doing. 6 o'clock, it'll be the, you know, 2017 Mustangs and the 2017 Cougars playing each other.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, you know, in a weekend, a sports weekend that should be outstanding here in the city of Houston, Coach. Between these Astros games the next couple days, the Texans on Sunday night, you guys fit nice and neat right into that Saturday evening window for everybody, right?
It's perfect. I mean, this is why I love living in this town. It is a sports town. So there's a lot of stuff going on the next 48, 72 hours. So glad to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Hey, and I got to tell you, Coach, you know, once an athlete, always an athlete. I mean, I still say I'm a professional athlete. I don't say I'm an ex. So don't kid yourself, man. You're still an athlete, my man.
No. Gone. Come and gone.
Gone. That's it, huh?
Major Applewhite joining us for his weekly visit. Hey, Coach, go get him on Saturday night, and we will talk
to you
next Thursday. Thanks for the time, as always.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks so much, guys. Go Cougs.
All right, there it is. Major Applewhite joining us on the show. He's brought to you by TDECU. Huh. TDECU, your credit union.
If I was a coach, I would have to find somewhere to work out. I'd have to find a time in my day where I'd always have to have it, you know, that's my time to work out. I mean, these guys are under so much stress and are so overworked. You hope they find time to take care of themselves somewhere.
They tend to go one way or the other.
Yeah, oh, it's
C. Weiss, Charlie.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you think. Yeah, you know, Parcells used to, my favorite was Bill would be sitting in the weight room on a treadmill, you know, at a 5%, a 3% incline, walking and holding on to the rail up front. It's like,
that's tiring.
I'm not sure. Oh, come on. Walking up a 3% incline?
3%, so that's a lot.
I was like, I'm not sure that's going to help, Coach.
Wow, he was getting after it.
Oh, yeah, really getting after it. Yeah. If you can, because him and Belichick kind of had the same routine.
Yeah.
If you can sit there and read all this stuff you bring with you to the gym, then you're not really working out.
That's
fair. If you're sitting there walking and reading something, your heart rate's not getting up there like it needs to be.
Fair enough. All right. We thank Major Appleway for joining us. We'll circle back to the Astros at 2:45. Richard Justice is going to join us on the program. Let's get to a little bit of Texans talk here in the first hour and circle back to the story we had on our website yesterday. From this standpoint, the story was about Deshaun Watson and Bill O'Brien wanting to start Watson after the first preseason game. Should we have seen their love for Deshaun Watson when they cut the roster down to 53? We will, and I have a specific thing in mind when I talk about that. We'll talk about that. We'll repurpose and readdress that story from yesterday. Start to get into some Texans talk. Rob Pizzola, top of the hour. Richard Justice at 2:45 to talk Astros baseball. And we'll get on the record with our predictions for this series coming up next as well. You're listening to the Triple Threat, Sports Radio 6.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.